Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, and just a quick word before we get started. We wanted to give you a heads up that there is some discussion of eating disorders in this episode. So if that's something you don't want to hear, you might want to skip this one. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
Oh, that's me. We're just two friends who like to talk about serums.
A lot.
Yeah.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Too much.
Oh,
Dori.
Kate.
It's great to see you.
It is so good to see you.
Thank you to everybody who's left us voicemails.
Yes, you guys are the best. And if you want to leave a voicemail, you can call us at 781-591-0390.
My favorite thing is happening is people get cut off and then they call and leave a second or third voicemail.
Yeah, because it's a Google voice number and you can only leave 3 minutes.
Yeah, so I love that. Don't let it stop you.
No.
Yeah, get in there.
Get in there. We love a continuation. Kate, did you know we have a monthly newsletter now?
I heard about that.
Yeah. Well, you probably did because you worked on it.
I did. Yeah. And you can sign up for it on our website, www.forever35podcast.com.
I got to say, I've lined up a pretty great giveaway for next month. So you're going to want to get in on
okay.
that.
Okay. Can I do it? No, I can't. Can I?
Well, yeah, that might look a little...
a little shady if I'm winning our own giveaways. No, the newsletter is really fun.
You all should sign up for it and be eligible for the giveaway. We also have our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast. And the offshoot groups are just multiplying.
They're piling up.
They are piling up. We even had there. Kate, there is a crossover murderino Forever 35. Facebook group offshoot.
Murderinos are fans of My Favorite Murder,
yes.
Of which I am one.
Yes.
I just love that somewhere between people who love to talk about true crime and people who love to talk about skincare and self-care have found
Each other.
The circle in the middle of that Venn diagram.
Apparently someone mentioned us on the My Favorite Murder subreddit.
What?
Yeah. Which
really?
Was how some murderinos found us.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That group is called Murder Cardigans, which is... A little inside joke for those of you in the Facebook group. I won't explain it. You'll just have to join.
Stay sexy and do wash your face. The merging of the murderino.
Stay sexy. Don't forget your serum.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. That makes me blush.
Yeah. So do that. Also, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We would be forever grateful.
Yes.
And a reminder that everything we talk about is on our website, forever35podcast.com, where we also have a link to our Amazon page, our brand new Amazon page, where you can find every single product we have mentioned on this podcast, including Kate. It's magical product spinny thing.
Product spinny? You mean my hair dryer?
No.
Product spinny
thing. Your storage thing.
Oh God, I love that thing.
Your product storage spinny thing. That's what it's called.
Product spinny thing. That is truly
what
it
is. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it's better than any other product storage. Like, don't get the drawers. Don't get a stand.
I gotta get one.
Get the spinny thing.
Kate, I think you have recommended the two favorite Forever 35 podcast items.
Spinny thing and super
spinny
crazy
thing
hair dryer.
And super crazy hair dryer are just flying off the shelves.
Well, now you know what goes on in my bathroom. I just spin that thing, dry my hair with that giant 10-pound hairbrush
Your
blow
hair
dryer.
Looks great.
This is day two.
Oh,
this is
I'm
day
so
two with
jealous.
No dry shampoo. Wow. You know?
And you can follow us on Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast and on Twitter at Forever 35 Pod. Kate, how are you?
Dory, I hit a car yesterday.
Oh, God.
And I'm feeling weird.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I got into a car accident. And it was the most minor of car accidents, which makes me feel even silly being like, oh, I got into a car
Listen,
accident.
I am the queen of minor car accidents.
Oh, it sucked.
It's horrible.
It was scary. My kids were in the car. We were on the highway. Oh. We had to pull over in the left lane. Oh. And it was, you know, like two cars ahead of me. Someone stopped really short. The person in front of me stopped short. And then
Why did that person stop short?
I don't know.
What's wrong
but
with
I
people?
But I couldn't stop in time. And I was braking. And I could just, I was like, no. And we just were cruising right into the car in front of us. And
you gotta get a Volvo.
Would that
yeah, automatic
have
stopping system?
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe Volvo will sponsor this podcast and
Hello,
send me
Volvo.
A car. I don't think I'm gonna be getting a Volvo anytime soon. So Honda CRVs better step it up.
I mean, seriously.
It was scary. And then I immediately knew I had like whiplash.
Yeah.
My kids were fine.
Yeah.
My airbag didn't go off. Okay. I mean, it was not.
Did the police come?
No.
Okay.
It was a tap. It was okay. Like a little butt tap.
And no one was like a dick about it.
No, the woman. I mean, I did get a thing from my insurance today. So clearly they're going to, you know, do something. Mm-hmm. But no, they were lovely. And I was like shaking and nervous. And then I had to do a show immediately after the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater where I perform. And I almost didn't do it because I was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
But then I made myself go and that was really positive. But then I just went home and like zonked out and I had a really heavy, weird sleep. And I for some reason, I've been feeling like I need to cry all day.
It sucks.
I don't know, man. It's just something about that. I don't know. It just shook me up. And now I'm just kind of really weepy about everything, which is why you gave me a cup of tea and I almost cried. It's okay. I'm not going to cry. Okay. I'm going to save it.
I mean, you can cry. This is a safe space.
I think I will cry eventually on this podcast.
Okay.
But I don't feel like it's going to happen right this second.
All right. That's fine.
I won't push it.
Okay.
But that's so I'm just in that weird kind of unsteady feeling.
Yeah.
You know those know that feeling? I'm really in that right now.
I find that those moments when we know we should be kind, like the moments when we need to be kindest to ourselves are the hardest moments to step out of and be like, I'm going to be kind to myself.
Yes, it's really hard.
It's really hard.
I do want to go home and take an Epsom salt bath after this.
That sounds like a good idea.
I'm going to try to make myself accomplish that after we record.
I'm going to text you later and be like, oh, did you take your salt bath?
I would love it. That's a true friendship. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And if I say no, I know you won't judge.
I certainly won't judge.
We're recording at your house today.
We sure are.
And the first thing I did when I got in here was shout, I want to see your office. And then I just ran away. But your office, which you've been documenting your purge.
Talking about for weeks. I'm sure some people were like, that bitch is never going to finish her damn office.
Well, you did.
I sure did. Them. I showed you.
A non-existent
mystery person. Mystery straw person.
It looks so beautiful.
Thank you so much. I find it very calming.
Yeah.
I have been like going in there just to like sit on the couch and just hang. And I sit at my desk and I get work done. And it's like a great place to get work done. And my dog likes it. At first, he was like, this is weird.
What are we doing in here?
Yeah, it was like, it's clean. But now he's into it. He goes up on the couch, just hangs out. I think I texted you a picture of him on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it feels so good. Like I knew it would feel good, but it feels so good.
It looks like you, it just looks like you did it right.
I feel like I did it right. And, you know, I got to say, the whole time I was doing it, I was like, okay, I'm gonna clean it out and reorganize, and then I'm gonna get new furniture. And then I finished the purge and I finished the like rearranging of the papers and the things, and I was like, The thought of getting rid of my furniture and getting new furniture right now is really not appealing.
So you don't need it.
And I don't need it. And so I rearranged the furniture.
Yes, it looks great.
By myself, I dragged that sleeper sofa across the room by myself and moved everything. And I was like, oh, this is nice. And you know what else I did? I got my windows. I have two windows that face west. And in the afternoon, it gets really warm in there and bright. And I got a, I haven't put it up yet, but I got a blackout curtain liner that I'm going to put on that curtain.
That's also going to double as a great guest bedroom. Sleeper, yeah. Tiny sleeper sofa and blackout curtains.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm in.
You can sleep over.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
No, that'll be, it's like a perfect little nook. It just feels cozy and clean. And
thank you. I'm so glad you got to see it.
Me too. Ugh. And you've also have dry erase boards hanging everywhere.
I do.
You have three. I've seen
like
three.
I was inspired by you.
I love a dry erase.
Because you were like, I have a monthly and a weekly dry erase calendar on my fridge, which
I do.
Saw. I inspected them the other day.
They've been taken over by my seven-year-old who likes to write everything on them now. And I kind of just let it happen.
Yeah.
But it still is helpful to have something to look at.
Totally.
When you're in that weird space.
And on Saturday night, my husband and I had a really romantic evening. We went to the Container Store. And he saw a weekly dry erase calendar. And he was like, we should get this. And I was like, yes, we should. And I was like, Kate has one.
Listen, we are.
And he was like, done. So it's been great. We look at it all the time.
We got a Grammit.
Yeah, I'll gram it.
Yeah, we'll gram our boards.
I'm going to gram it up. On that note, I think we're going to pause for a word from our sponsor.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use. And I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. Okay, we're back, and I would like to talk a little bit about backsliding.
I love that you called it this, because I've never thought about it as backsliding. Explain what happened.
Okay. So, as listeners of this podcast know, I have been for the last year or so trying to only buy ethically and sustainably made clothing, and or secondhand clothes. It's been tough. I haven't been perfect, but I've been pretty fucking good. And yeah. I've been chronicling it on Instagram, on my Slow Clothes Movement Instagram. And I really feel like my style has shifted, and I feel better about the choices I'm making when it comes to fashion. And it's just been, it's been really great.
Now you see me on my phone. The reason I'm on it is because I'm going to get the text message I received from you. I'm not ignoring what you're saying. I realized when I said that you texted me when you had a moment of weakness.
I sure did.
So I'm going to just scroll through, but will you explain what your moment was?
So, well, here's what happened. We are going to Disney World this week, and I was going through my clothes to figure out what to take to Disney World. And I realized I didn't have any like casual summer clothes. I literally had one pair of shorts. I had two other pairs, but they were like butt shorts, like booty shorts, basically. I mean, they weren't really, but they were so short. I was like, when did I wear these? What? They're like, I can't wear these. And then all my t-shirts were like 10 years old and either like too tight or like had holes. And I was like, have I not worn t-shirts and shorts for like 10 years? Like, what is going on? And then I had to go to Target to pick up Bo's Prozac. And I was like, you know what? While I'm at Target, I'm going to make an exception. I'm just going to get a pair of shorts because I need them. And we're leaving in 3 days and I don't have time to buy some ethically made shorts, and it's fine. So I get to Target, and I'd seen people in the Facebook group mention their Universal Thread line as being a Madewell knockoff.
I know so many people who love it.
Let me tell you, Kate, it is not a knockoff. It is a facsimile. It is like they walked into Madewell, bought the whole store, and literally copied everything. So like,
great.
It's great, but it's also fucked up. Like,
I know.
It is a copy of Madewell, but at like
a third of the price.
Okay. Like nothing was more than $19.99.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, oh, this is cute. Okay, well, I'm going to try these shorts on. And I was like, I'm going to try them on in the other color. And I was like, I could really use another shirt. Well, you know, I could use a baseball cap. And I could use a tank top that looks like Ace and Jig. And
what's Ace and Jig?
It's like a really expensive, sustainably blah, blah, blah. Whoa. It's like all patterns textiles that are, I'll show it to you. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, this looks very Ace and Jiggy. I should try this on. And then I was like, oh, and this is like, this looks like the perfect t-shirt. Everything was 100% cotton. Mm. I was like, okay. So I walked out with 10 things.
Oh God. And I got a text message that said, Kate, help. I'm at Target and I want to buy all the Universal Thread stuff.
And I didn't know you were in Long Beach.
I was with my children at the aquarium.
With your children in the aquarium, you didn't respond.
I know. I'm so sorry. It took me a while.
And I was like, well, I guess I'm just buying all the things.
So I'm going to say it's okay. Number one, first of all, in terms of sustainable clothing, our Target and Madewell, it's not like Madewell's going to be bad. Right. Their usage of certain, I mean, I'm not speaking from an area of expertise here, but it's my understanding that they don't have sustainable practices or like great factory practices or anything like that. Am I correct? I don't want to disparage Madewell, which I wear a lot.
I heard from a person who would know that they make their jeans in the same factory that Everlane makes their jeans.
Oh, well, hey, okay. So then that's a good step.
Yeah. Why they don't publicize that, I don't. Maybe because their jeans are like twice the cost of Everlane jeans and they don't want to be like, wait, if they're from the same factory.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say.
So now what I will say about Universal Thread, and look, I'm not trying to like jump through hoops to justify my purchases, but they are size inclusive.
Which is great.
They have a plus size line that I think goes up to at least size 22, which most, I mean, Madewell doesn't go up to size 22.
A lot of places are not size inclusive.
Yeah, so I was like, that's very cool, actually, that like they're making this clothing accessible to a wider range of people. I did see on the website that they had something about their denim being made from like recycled plastics, I think.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. But I mean, when you're paying $19.99 for a sweatshirt and $14.99 for a button-up shirt, like these are not sustainably or ethically made items.
Right.
They cannot be.
No. And you're trying to walk the walk.
I'm trying to walk the walk. I'm trying to talk. I'm just trying to do it all.
But you know what? You also have to pick and choose what's of value to you, right? Like, it's not always going to be, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I mean, I appreciate your...
Me trying to justify Universal, yeah, you buying Universal?
And I think you're also saying, don't be so judgmental of yourself, which I appreciate.
Yes.
Because that is something that I do.
Well, yes, I think.
But like, you know what? It felt very similar to dieting in the sense of I should say when I have dieted, it always feels like I'm restricting myself. And then you have like one meal where everything goes off the rails, right? Like you eat like a box of cupcakes or, you know, just something. And then you're like, well, fuck this shit. Like, guess I'm not on this diet anymore. I'm just going to buy Universal Thread from now on.
Oh, but I think,
but
what
I
you're
don't
saying is-
think I'm going to do that. I think I'm seeing this more like a cheat meal.
Oh, man. I want to talk now about restrictive eating.
Do you know
because
what I'm talking, do you know what I'm saying?
I do, but I don't think restricting is good.
No, I don't either, but I feel like.
But it's different with clothes.
It is different with clothes. But that was kind of how it felt. Like, I guess that was a feeling that I was familiar with. It was like I was putting it in terms I could understand, which is maybe fucked up.
No,
but
I get it. I also think when you go to Target or when you go anywhere where there's a satisfaction, for me, there's always a satisfaction of like, for $100, I can buy three things, five things, as opposed to somewhere else, $100 can get me like half a pant.
Totally.
And you feel like you've just accomplished something.
Yes.
But oftentimes what I have found and what I'm trying to just rein in any shopping experience is that doesn't actually bring me gratification.
Right.
And trying to understand what it is about my psyche in that moment that needs to, like, it's like, rah, 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 like I'm like mm-hmm, ravaged, mm-hmm, like a, mm-hmm. running through Target being mm-hmm. like, I need all these creams. Mm-hmm. And then what if I, and then I leave like $300 down the drain. And I'm like, right. What did I even just buy? It's like I go into a blind shopping rage.
Yeah.
And I do that at other places too. And so I just know that I've had that experience, but also you need shorts for Disney World.
It's true.
And also a hat. It's fine.
Yeah.
And many people have told me that brand is excellente.
And yeah, so I did that.
It's okay.
All right.
Send us pictures of the outfits that we should be buying.
I mean, I will.
Yeah, I mean, please post them. I want to know what to get. I had to resist. I've really tried not to get stuff at Target because what happens to me is it never lasts. I wear through it really quickly. The shoes hurt my feet.
Yeah.
I did buy sandals there recently, like a week ago, though. Mm. I'm still working on them.
I had one pair of sandals from there that I got like 2 years ago that I wore to death. And every other pair of sandals I've ever gotten there have been so uncomfortable.
You know, sometimes you find a gem in those sandals at Target, or like their knockoff Birks or knockoff Tom.
Totally.
Like, those are pretty great.
Totally.
But Target, yeah, Target's addictive, man.
I know.
I think we should take another break. What do you think?
I agree.
All right, let's pause for a sec. All right, we're back. And now it's time to talk to our guest, Mary H.K. Choi.
Hi. I'm just so excited. I just have a big grin on my face because Mary H.K. Choi is here.
Yay.
Mary, it's so good to see you.
Likewise. It's wonderful to be here.
Yay.
We're very, very excited you are here.
Yeah. Like thrilled.
Radical.
I'm just going to read your bio real quick. Mary H.K. Choi is a writer based in Brooklyn, New York. Her debut YA novel, Emergency Contact, which, sidebar, I have read and which is amazing, please buy it immediately, will be available March 27th on Simon & Schuster. She is a big believer of therapy and has recently rediscovered cardio as a thing to help you not go absolutely crackers whilst promoting a book. She loves snacks. She also has a podcast called Hey Cool Job, and you can sometimes catch her on Vice News Tonight on HBO as a culture correspondent. Hello, Mary.
Hi. Hello. It always sounds a little bit like a eulogy. I'm like, I'm dead, right?
I know. That's
it's weird, right? I was great.
You were. I especially like the snacks, and you brought us some snacks.
I did indeed. Everyone needs snacks in their life. But lately, you never know what people eat.
So that's true, especially in LA.
It's true.
You were very nice, though, when you presented it. You said, I don't know if you do sugar.
However.
And then you passed candy across the table, and I do sugar, and the first piece I had was a delicious.
You know, she didn't ask me if I do sugar.
Well, I actually assumed. Well, it's because, you know what? We're friends.
Oh.
When you meet somebody for the first
that's
time,
true.
You
that is fair. Yourself.
It's like a peanut question. Allergy, but it's different.
Totally. Yeah.
Especially in Los Angeles, where lots of people don't do sugar.
Yeah, that's no, true. It's true. It's like, it's a sad state.
I mean, if you pulled out a La Croix, I could have been like, oh, she's Whole30. You know, yeah. You never know.
Okay, but I am decidedly not.
Yeah, me neither.
So, Mary, you did live in LA briefly.
I did. And you and I used to go to Cardio Bar across the street from this very locale.
We did, which I had like forgotten until you mentioned it. And then I was like, oh my God, yes. I loved when Mary lived here. But is it weird being back? Like, how do you feel about a place that you lived briefly and then?
I mean, I really like LA. I think that like I've been gone at this point almost like 3 years. So I now have like rediscovered how much I do like LA.
Yeah.
But I didn't leave LA because I hated it. I left because I love New York. And by that, I mean, I have a horrible Stockholm syndrome-esque relationship with that place and I just can't quit it. So that's my fault.
I get it.
Yeah. I know you know.
I fully know. I mean, I was joking on Twitter recently about...
That always goes over so well, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was talking about High Maintenance, and right. You responded because I love that show. Everyone should be watching, but it is like such the New York show.
Mm.
And I think you said something like, is this going to make you move back to New York or something?
Because it is really specific. And actually, to that point, I've heard that people who aren't from New York don't get that show.
Oh,
like,
that's
they don't
interesting.
Get the appeal.
It's too specific.
Yeah. It is very idiotic.
It is very. Yeah. I'm like, I love this show.
Well, it's anthropologically specific to like so many like type, like specific real estate woes
totally.
And just like commuting woes.
Yes.
So many things.
Guys, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
Will it make me really homesick for New York City?
It might.
Oh. Ish. Or it will re-cure you of missing New York.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Well, it's that specific.
That sounds great. I'll always take that.
So as someone who lives in New York with Stockholm syndrome, do you have routines, self-care routines to kind of like get you through?
Yeah, totally. One is something that you will subscribe to shortly, which is that I don't have a day job.
Mm-hmm.
And not to be like, that's the palliative for everything. But like, I don't get on public transportation when everyone else is on it. I don't go to the gym when everyone is at the gym. And like, that really does, again, from a place of tremendous despicable privilege, does cure you of like a good like 85% of your, you know, woes and ails. As far as things I do from, I meal prep. I'm that asshole. So I did take a little nugget of LA back with me to New York. I meal prep a lot. I need to like have like a vat of like comestible going at any given point. I don't do like the little clear like Tupperwares or anything. I just have like this disgusting like trough of food that I just sort of like eat from during the week, and that's the jam.
Because are you working from home?
Right. I'm like a feral, disgusting monster who works from home.
So you can just eat out of your trough, sit and write, and then trough some more.
It's true. Well, you know those cats who like take a little bit of dry food and put it onto the kitchen tile floor and then eat that?
I do.
It's that. So it's pretty gnar. And sometimes it'll be like a plate and I like sat and like used cutlery. Other times it's like a weird mug spoon situation. So it's disgusting. Well, theoretically, I'm supposed to go work elsewhere. But that's really, really challenging.
I mean, this is a hard... writers are interesting creatures.
It's a generous
self-care. Yeah, way interesting. But I do think it's... There's a lot of things you could do, but you just kind of get into the rut of like, I wake up, I open my laptop, and I just start cranking away or whatever your patterns need to be.
Well, you never know when the muse strikes, right? No, and actually, the thing that I've realized, like some people listen to music, some people like have, I realize the sort of metronomic sort of fuel that gets me going, that parcels my day into smaller units, and it's so gross, and it's so like, I'm like a recovering bulimic, and it's so fucking bulimic, which is I nibble throughout the day.
Oh.
And so in order to minimize harm, I have to nibble on very like dietetic or low calorie food. So I'm talking like light popcorn, I'm talking like sunflower seeds, because they're fiddly enough that it takes me a while to get through them. And like, I've tried to quit. I've tried to go to like the cafe that serves no food or like whatever, or like this office, but it's really calming. And if I'm actually doing first draft work or like upheaval overhaul second draft after like people red weddinged my first draft, then I'm like eating the entire time I'm writing.
You said you are recovering bulimic.
Yeah, which is like a recovering alcoholic, right? In that it's like, you know, part of your life and your double helix.
Do you feel like it's something that you are conscious, like what, like talking about how you have to nibble specifically on a low calorie snack so it doesn't kind of veer into
accidental 13,000 calorie
is that something you're conscious of on a daily basis and is kind of part of your every moment,
or? Yeah, but you know what's happening is that it's like now that I'm so washed and like beyond caring, like the things that I'm into right now is not wearing binding clothing, low-key just wearing like a lazy like sports bra instead of like underwire. I don't wear high heels anymore. And like I used to wear heels so religiously from the time I was 14 to like maybe like 29 that people who have known me for like decade plus were like, I don't know how tall you are. So like I just quit heels. And so along with all of that, I'm just really honest now about like all my foibles and shortcomings. So I thought I had like trounced and vanquished bulimia in my early 20s. And now that I'm like 29, no, now that I'm like so much older, I'm just like, oh no, this legit has been like worrying. It's like in my operating system, worrying the entire time.
It was dormant.
Yeah. Well, not even spore-like and just like ready, just like there.
Yeah.
But like, you don't know what reality feels like outside of that reality. Yeah. So like, I'm just like, oh yeah, like I carry this backpack around with me wherever I go. And that's just like the bulimia backpack.
It's chronic.
Yeah,
I feel that way about my anxiety where it's like, oh, every time I think I've gotten rid of it, then it re-emerges in a more hideous way. And I'm like, oh, you're always going to be a part of me.
Right. And it's like, I actually thought I wasn't an anxious person. I actually really thought, like, I thought it was that you function on either, this is adorable, but anxiety or something else. And I thought I was an angry person, but it's not. It's that I think that I can power through anxiety. And let me tell you the amount of trauma that actually incurs. Yeah, lately, you know, you said in my bio that I'm a big believer in therapy. Like lately, I'm going through this thing where I'm realizing that I no longer want to incite so much like trauma in my life. And so the choices I'm making is just to sit and be anxious and stew in it. And like as a writer, where like so much of it is like solo homework in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Like you just sit with your stuff. And I used to be like, let me go on 9 job interviews this week for no reason. Or let me really lean into this highly inappropriate, weird lunch with this married man. And like, let me just like wear like couture to it for no reason. You know what I mean? And now I don't do any of those things. And I just sit in my own anxiety gravy. And it's been really, really interesting.
Are you on medication?
No, but for the first time in my life, I'm like, what medications are there so I can know about you when I need you, because that feels increasingly inevitable.
Yeah, and maybe help and just like empowering.
Yeah, totally. it's like you know, the Dumbo feather.
I'm a huge proponent of meds. I've been on Wellbutrin for like 15 years. Like I can't imagine my life without it.
Nice.
And I also, having gone on and off meds in like the 5 years before that.
Yeah.
I am no longer like I learned the trap of like I'm better.
Girl,
you know.
So this is what I'm saying. It's like I used to think I controlled what flavor of day I'm going to have. And like now I'm like, "Oh no, it just comes down the chute." And it's like Lucille Ball at the Chocolate Factory, where I'm just like, nothing I do, like, it doesn't matter what kind of food day I had yesterday. It doesn't matter how much work I got done or how much I crushed at a job or whether I had a really good therapy session or I went to Pilates, and not even Matt Pilates, but like LeGray, whatever. Like, you just don't.
LeGray is real.
It's so real. But like, you don't dictate or control what flavor of day comes down the pike.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm just like, okay, well, ceteris fucking paribus. I'm like, you know, what do I have any control over? And so those roads lead to medication. I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah. I'm a big proponent and think everyone should at least explore it if they have depression, anxiety, ADHD.
Yeah, because it's so fucking chemical. Like certain days I'm like, oh, wow. Like it's like yesterday didn't exist.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine tomorrow being different from today.
And it's not, I mean, I don't want to turn this into like a whole, here's why you should go on medication discussion. But like, I think there was, I had a misconception. I think some people have a misconception that if you go on medication, like you don't feel things anymore. And I think there are some meds, especially for bipolar.
That
do kind of flatten you. But I have found that it just like lets me live.
I want to live.
Yeah.
I just want to live.
Yeah. And I'm just not, like, I'm still in my head. I'm still, like, I'm still me. It's just not to the point debilitation.
Well, actually, it's really kind of, like, heartening to know that you wrote your entire book, like, on medication. You know what I mean? Like, just as, like, a thing.
Yeah. I think the whole myth of the tortured artist is, like, so annoying.
And so emotionally expensive and taxing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, yes. Like, why should I have to, like, literally kill myself to finish a creative project?
Yeah.
Screw that. That's so fucked up. Like, we don't ask like lawyers to be that way.
I don't know about your lawyer. Yeah, no, for sure. Like, and also just being alone so much. Like, yes. I can't. I just like, and it's funny actually, because I think I would be like a really good event coordinator or one of those like 500 email a day people, just because like, there is an aspect of my personality that is really aggressive and like really just like cantankerous, that could just like put out all the fires, as many as possible.
You were editor in chief of Misbehave magazine.
No, I mean, I can do that. It's like, I can do that job. And now I'm just like, yo, I get so few emails a day that pertain to me now. And so everything is like so quiet. And so I'm just like silent screaming. But I think this is good for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
you're new. Getting at something.
I think so. I have a list in my head now of just things I have to do every day, regardless of how it's going to be, like a good writing day or a bad writing day or whatever, which is that like I have to get an outdoor unit. It can be any flavor. I have to get a cardio unit and it could be any flavor. And like it can be like anything from 15 to like whatever. I just have to do that. Yeah. I have to eat a vegetable.
Mm.
And so that could just be like a strange amount of carrot or whatever.
Right.
Just to like reset like my sugar levels.
Yeah.
And like it's amazing to me because it's almost like autopilot. And it's like I feel like I'm in that movie Memento where I've like written down this list on my thigh and I'm like, oh no, I have to like do these things because it's like each day my brain resets. But as long as I do those things, I'm kind of okay. I sound like a basket case.
You don't. You sound like a person who's figured themselves out, who has done the work to get to know what they need to function.
I want to learn about serums.
We don't have the answers.
We have some suggestions, but your skin is radiant.
No. I get really bad hives.
Oh.
And I have skin writing. Do you know what that is?
No.
Yeah, it's dermatography. It's like those words that you like read but never like say aloud. And it basically means that if you put pressure on my skin or scratch it, it like turns into a welt and a hive. Like my skin is so sensitive.
And what do dermatologists say about this?
They say here, they say it's rosacea. In New York, they say it's not. They say it's urticaria.
What?
I know.
Wow, there's a coastal.
There's a coastal divide. Wow. Yeah.
Could it possibly be diet related?
Oh, completely. So now I take Zyzel with an antacid.
What is Zyzel?
It's like the new Zyrtec.
Oh, I love a good Zyrtec.
Yeah. So it's like I take it before bed with an antacid, and that apparently like that decreases my hives. I want to say about like 60%.
Oh wow. Okay.
Your skin looks like it either. It's serum happy or you don't need a serum because it looks so beautiful.
Thank you. I'll take it. Asian don't raisin.
I mean,
yeah,
that's true. I've never heard that, but I'll stand by it.
However, you turn like 60 and you look 90. That's like the deal. Like it's like that Dorian Gray shit. It's like, and then you're just old as shit.
Asian don't raisin is.
It's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I actually wrote down that I wanted to ask you about your lipstick because you're always wearing great lipstick.
I swear by two lipsticks. One is it's Ruby Woo by MAC. It's so MAC.
Oh, that's a classic,
it's
right?
It's the classic. It's kind of boring. And if people are like, but it's so cakey, I go, where is the lie? You're right. It's like debilitatingly cakey. The other one is just a classic. It's like the number 101, and it's the Sephora brand.
Oh, yes.
That's hardcore. But it's so indelible that you're just like, let me sit here and like try not to look Black Hole Sun video, because once it's on your face, it's like, that's it. So if it's like slightly Pablo Picasso, like 2D, then that's your face for that day. Or like, you know when you do like asymmetrical eyebrows, but you do it in like the fucking permanent like palette shit, and that's just your expression? It's like that.
I don't know, because I don't do my eyebrows.
I stopped doing them.
Really?
I did them for you guys.
They look. I was going to say, they look fucking amazing. And your eyeliner is literally like an artist has done it.
The eyeliner I've done since I was like 11 or something. So, and I don't have a fold.
Oh.
So I have a flat canvas, because when you guys do liquid eyeliner and you go up and then it like does that weird thing and you're like, motherfucker, this is my new life. Like, I don't have that. I can do it and then psh. But also, I've been doing it for so long that I can do symmetrical.
Yeah, it looks like, really good.
It literally looks like.
Which liner? What do you use?
I use a very expensive brand called L'Oreal.
L'Oreal, I think, is
kind of on point.
Yes, that's my mascara.
Yeah, our guest a few weeks ago, was raving about her L'Oreal eyeliner.
I love a L'Oreal. I'm kind of a cheap person. Like you guys do that high low segment. Mm-hmm. I just low. But I love the Muji shit.
I've heard Muji is great.
Like the Muji sensitive skin serum.
Muji, like the delightful place I buy notebooks and pens.
Yes.
Yeah. They have their own face line.
I've also heard they have great cotton squares.
They do. gavel, gavel, correct. They're good. And they just give you a trillion. And so you're like, ah.
Yeah, I need to, next time I'm like at JFK, I need to. Oh, I love that
Muji because, song. You know, like freaking, like regular cotton squares kind of pill.
Yes. And yes. They, like, what, they yes. peel off.
And yeah. they're good if you're doing that like Halloween, like cobweb effect, but otherwise right. you're like, what is this?
Can I ask you more about your cheapness? Is that yes.
go on.
Is it specific to just like makeup and skincare, or is it kind of everything? And
actually then, I'm learning, I'm a, like a hella frugal person.
That's an awesome way to be. Slash is a big part of self-care, is learning how to manage your money and save your money.
But I hate, like, I'm to the point where I am frugal, but I do notice that I don't enjoy discussing it at length. Like,
so let's discuss it.
Well, because, at length. Well, I'm Korean, so I feel like it's like counter to, I'm a Korean person who grew up in Hong Kong at a certain time period, so I feel like it really is counter to like everything in my nurture ingredients to suddenly be like so frugal. But my savings ratio is very high, and I'm on the same page as you, Dory. Like, I'm done buying clothes.
Mm.
Kind of like, mm-hmm. I'm like being very judicious mm-hmm. and like scrupulous about my inputting of. I'm Marie Kondoing the inputs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing.
It is the hardest.
Because I'm realizing as I go through my stuff, I feel like I'm purging constantly, and it's just like this stream of things that I'm like,
why,
where, what?
But with clothes and with any sort of purchase, for me at least, half the time it's not about the thing; it's about the emotion,
of course,
or the whatever I was struggling with at the time that then I tried to heal myself with the purchase.
Yeah.
And
but the thing is, let me tell you a story. As a binge eater and that type of like intake person, like be it like doing 90 jobs simultaneously or whatever, the point at which I realized I was sick was when I was meeting my partner's family at the Natural History Museum, and they famously kind of don't have a coat check. Like, they have a coat check but not a bag check. And during the Uniqlo Christopher Lemaire capsule, I purchased $800 worth of everything in an assortment of sizes, so much stuff that I had to buy two weekender bags to put them in.
Oh my
and
God.
And then I schlepped the fuck uptown after lining up like a hype beast outside of a Uniqlo flagship to meet his family. And I had to pretend to be normal, except I looked like I was catching a flight. And then everything was so heavy, like injurious to my lumbar heavy, that I pulled him over. I extracted him from the fucking museums to try on all the parkas I had bought for him at different sizes so that I could return the rest of them. And I ruined museum day for me. And then I was like, this is not normal. And it's not even for you. Like, what is going on?
Right.
And now you have these two bags.
That's so it crosses over into other
things. Yeah. And I didn't know that about me. And so I'm learning a lot.
When did this happen?
A lot more recently than I would like to admit. I would say like a year ago. Okay. Yeah.
I was going to ask, you wrote a wonderful kind of famous essay for New York Magazine about your Rick Elwin's leather jacket. And yeah. I'm wondering now, like, do you read that with different eyes? Just to catch everyone up to speed,
I bought a $4,000 yes. jacket just as I went freelance. As in basically like I was unemployed and I bought a $4,000 jacket that I knew as I was leaving with it that I really, really wanted to return, except I was too mortified because the girl who was working at the store at the time was Asian and like thinner than me and had better bangs. And I was like, there's no fucking way I'm returning this shit. But it was like $4,000. And so I left and I really needed a new laptop. And I was like, oh my God, this is like so many computers. And like I had to sit down and I've worn that jacket precisely twice.
Oh, God.
Once.
Oh, I'm having a panic attack.
Once to take the photo that went with that motherfucking essay. So it doesn't even actually count. So it's basically I've worn that jacket 1.5 times. It's not warm. It is beautiful, but it's so binding that I'm never like, oh, I feel like doing that to myself today. It kind of doesn't go with any pant unit or skirt unit that I have yet to discover. And so now it just exists. And it's kind of becoming puckered because I threw it on like not even the best hanger that I own because it's like so not in the rotation.
Oh, God.
$4,000. I think about it all the time.
And do you think
it's
about
a
it?
Used car, like a shitty used car. Yeah.
Is it a negative sensation for you? Like if you sold it, would that be helpful?
No, it's almost like a dream version of me. It's like it's like college me. It's like I'm just like, oh, you knew different things or you thought different things. It's like I look at that version of me and I'm like, how does a dog wear pants? Like it's like it's like the dress is blue and gold, whatever. It's like a different human being. And I'm like, you know, when you think about yourself when you're younger and you get so sad and you just want to hug you, it's like that.
Yeah.
It's so that. Because I really, really had such high hopes for the me that would like do justice to that motherfucking jacket. And to this day, I still get like emails from Rick Owens and I don't even unsubscribe because I'm like that conflicted about the entire thing.
What do you think that saleswoman with the better bangs is doing right now? Do you think about her?
I think she's thriving and I think she's really good at life.
That's that feeling of not wanting to return something or not wanting to admit sticker shock at the
I just talked about that a few weeks ago with a $58 Tom Ford lipstick.
That's a lipstick?
Yes.
That's horrifying.
Exactly.
Well, I was still in the store when I was like, fuck, I really want to try. But you know what they did? And I think I wrote about this, but I don't think it ran. It ran in like a collection of short stories I have, not that the excerpt. But they like gave me all these weird gifts and like they gave me these like breath mints that come in this like Rick Owens, like it's got the signature, like it's like an Altoid Minis tin, but it's like fashion or like, I don't know, it's like Mugatu. And they look like, the mints look like nerds made out of like pencil lead and they taste like burnt human hair. I shit you not.
Ew.
And I was just like, oh my God.
This is what I paid for.
Yeah, it's like so conceptual.
Wow.
Yeah. But I want to see, so I have really sensitive skin, so I get scared buying a $105 serum, but I want to because my décolletage is like laughing at me.
Get samples.
I don't know if you need a $105 serum. What about a $20 serum?
I would do a what's the $20 serum I need to get?
I'm a big fan of CoQ10.
Oh, yeah, which is an $18 serum.
Which is an $18 serum.
The one that looks like jism.
The one that looks like jizz. It's the company that makes it is called Timeless. But I've also learned that you can get CoQ10 sheet masks also. There's some Korean CoQ10 sheet masks.
Man.
Koreans just know everything. But CoQ10 is like apparently a secret mystery.
I listened to your like Jane pod where you I went to this place and they were do this thing. And then you were talking about the exact color of the semen. I was like, Dory.
Yes, sorry.
Dory was very detailed.
Anyway, the serum is like $18 on Amazon.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
I would get that. It feels really nice on your skin. Okay. It's just like a nice little thing
like
you can do for yourself.
Get a vitamin C is a good one. That's not too much. Claire's. Does The Ordinary have a vitamin C?
Yes, but I haven't tried it.
I haven't either.
Soko Glam also sells they have a special COSRX triple, it's called Triple C Lightning Serum.
People love that.
Yeah, and that's a good vitamin C serum.
And Soko Glam isn't super expensive.
No.
Yeah.
I want to say this serum is probably like $40. It's not like $100, but it's not super cheap.
Yeah, everyone's like Sunday Riley or like meow meow meow, and I'm like, oh, it's scary.
You don't have to start with Sunday Riley.
Yeah, I just can't. I'm so willing. Hello, $4,000 jacket. I'm so willing to like make my way up to there, but I'm just not.
You don't have to start there.
No, I think you could also the Pixi Glow Tonic at Target. Yeah, they make a serum which I also haven't tried, but numerous friends have emailed me about it and they love it, and that's a very affordable, beloved, like beauty editor beloved product.
Okay, also the Pixi Glow Tonic itself is apparently somewhat of a dupe for Biologique Recherche P50, which is like the cult classic.
Yeah
So get some Glow Tonic.
Okay, Target. So I don't have to like stop that Philly
like... No rescue spot. No, you don't.
Okay,
you don't at all.
Holler.
Mary, wow. This was a delight. and a pleasure.
I'm so excited to read your book. I can't wait for it to come out.
You were really in for a treat.
I'm ready.
Mary, where can people find you in the meantime?
You can find out where I'll be at joytotheworld.com.
Yay.
And also that's my Twitter and Instagram. And I'm in that horrible, horrible phase of book promo where I'm just like plugging.
Yeah.
Despicably.
Emergency contact.
Yes.
It's great.
And I'm sorry I'm so congested, but my allergies are crazy.
Oh, I don't even hear a thing.
I don't
either.
You guys
are so nice.
Oh, no, really?
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Mary is, she's so inspiring.
Cool.
So cool.
Frank.
Yes.
No holds barred.
No holds barred. And zero fucks given.
Zero fucks given. Owner of a cool jacket.
Yes.
And also an incredibly gifted writer who I'm so excited to devour her book.
Yeah, Emergency Contact. Get it now. So, Kate, last week your intention was to live in the moment.
I'm shaking my head.
Stay calm and make lists.
I did none of it. I've been like kind of a frantic mess. Mm. I don't know if it's just the universe. I don't know if I'm just not getting enough sleep. I mean, there are a lot of things going on in my personal life right now. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But just a lot. There's a lot of chaos and not a lot of calm. And so I don't think I'm doing a good job grounding myself.
Mm.
So I'm working on it, Dory. I'm working on it. Oh, boy.
I'm looking forward to your bath.
Well, that's my only goal for this week. My only intention, I have found when I take a bath, it feels good. I feel calm.
Mm.
I feel centered. The Epsom salt baths are apparently very good for kind of like relaxing your muscles, drawing out toxins from the body. So I bought a big 5-pound bag of Epsom salts on Amazon. I also bought a really nice, smaller Epsom salt with like a scented aromatherapy oil from Thrive Market.
Ooh.
So I've got those lined up by the tub. Also, I have a scrub for Milk and Honey. I've got all these lovely treasures.
Because our advertisers
are pretty great. And so I've got a bunch of little things I'm going to put on my body. But even just the Epsom salt and hot water feels good. I've got to just make myself get in there.
Just get in there.
Because sometimes what I'll do is I'll be like, I'll take a bath. And then instead I'm like, I've got to clean out the fridge.
No. That can wait.
Okay.
So last week I was talking about how I was going to Disney World.
Yeah.
Even though this will air after I will have gone to Disney World.
Great.
We're recording it prior to that. I just want to be straight up with everyone.
Very transparent.
I want to be transparent. But I will say that my Disney World prep, I have tried to be calm about it. And what I've realized is my way of being calm about it is planning things, and we have meal reservations.
Love it.
We have fast passes.
You have little magic wristbands.
We have magic bands, and I downloaded the Disney World app.
Oh, which is so good. We were at Disneyland recently.
And
it's excellent.
Our whole itinerary on my app.
I just love how type A you sound.
And I feel great about
it. It's so good. That makes you feel like you are in control of what you're walking into.
Exactly.
Matt is a Disney head.
Matt is a Disney head. The type A-ness of all this, like, he is not down with, but he knows that I need it. And so he very kindly planned a lot. We watched some Disney food YouTuber blogs together.
Cool.
Picked out where we were going to eat. I mean, it's going to be great.
You know what? Your two personality types are like meeting in the middle.
They are meeting in the middle. And, you know, people say when you meet in the middle, no one's happy. But I feel like we're both happy.
I can't wait to hear how your trip goes and see how this all works.
Thank you. So my intention this week, I'm sorry to have a Disney intention 2 weeks in a row.
You had the office intention for three or four weeks.
For
just
months.
Go for it. 17 years.
But in the whole interest of body positivity and not being obsessive about food, I'm going to try to not be obsessive about food at Disney.
That's so great, because I feel like being obsessive about what you're eating on vacation
is the worst.
It's fucking miserable.
Yeah. So I'm just going to
enjoy it.
Just going to enjoy it and eat when I'm hungry, and it'll be fine.
I hope you have a great time on your trip.
Thank you, Kate. Do you want me to bring you back some mouse ears?
I mean, I'm also a slight Disney head, mm-hmm. so I will take any treasure.
Oh,
I don't need anything. A pin, maybe a pin for trading.
Sammy?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I'm on it.
Okay. Pins are like $85. Don't bring us back anything.
Kate said she wanted a pin.
Everything
Here's
is
my
so
life savings.
Expensive. Well, I need nothing. Just a full report about everything you did.
Okay. You'll get that. I think that wraps it up.
That
for this
wraps
week.
It up. Let's live in the outro. Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Kate Spencer and Dori Shafrir, and produced and edited by Sammy Junio. Please leave us Apple Podcast reviews, because it helps other wonderful Forever Heads find the show.
Oh, Forever Heads.
Forever Heads, just trying out a new thing.
Look, I don't hate that.
Since self Kerrigans didn't go over well. You can find us on Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast, Twitter, Forever 35 Pod, website is Forever35Podcast.com, email Forever35Podcast@gmail.com, and please don't hesitate to leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390.
And next week, don't miss our conversation with Shadi Petoskey, all about running an animation studio, being the showrunner of Danger and Eggs. It's
awesome.
Great conversation. All right, bye.